station.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. It's 1930 UTC, and I'm staring at a Mati. Who am I, you might ask? My name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930, which is now, which is why we're talking about marmots, because I'm looking around. Oh, he ducked back down. Yes, he's under the shed again. Hi, chubby Mati. Oh, look at his Mati's nose sticking out. I can see his Mati's face. Okay, so I guess that's as good a way as any to start the show. What am I even doing out here? Walking around today. This might not be the best idea. Why? Because even though it's, what is today? I don't know, Halloween? The last day of October. I'm pretty sure it's 80 degrees. It's 80 degrees out here. It's sunny. I'm walking around in my short pants and my short sleeve shirt. And it's not quite yet, but it's probably a little bit too hot for me to be out here. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. Guess I'm just gonna keep on walking. Look for some more dudes. Oh, it's pretty leafy out here. It's kind of windy, which I guess is a good thing considering how warm it is. And it is sunnier. I guess I should probably say partly cloudy. It was sunny until I got here. Now I'm in a little bit of shade. And that's good. Because if the wind wasn't blowing, it would probably be a little bit too hot for me to actually be out here. This is bizarre. This is very bizarre. But then again, this is Nebraska. I'm used to weird weather. And I forgot to do something before I left. That's okay. La-di-da-di-da. What are we going to do today? I don't know. First, we're going to go over here and look for that other Mati who sometimes hangs out over here. Oh boy. Yeah, so I woke up cold. I woke up cold thinking, all right, another nice and cool day ahead of me. And I had some doors open, or I had some windows open. Oh, there he is. There's my Mati. I see him out there. I'm a good 60 yards away, 50 meters. And he's looking at me and he's getting worried. He's thinking he should run. No, don't run. Oh, there he goes. Boom. Taking off like a madman. Look at him sprint. If I was going to have Mati races, I would want that guy. Oh, now he stops and turns around and thinks, oh, I'm not being pursued. I guess I don't need to run. Yeah, duh. All right, so this is awesome. Two marmots. And we're only 3.5 minutes into the show. What a day this is shaping up to be already. Woohoo! Alright, I guess, I'm walking over the land bridge, and all of the duckweed in the billabong is almost all gone. I guess that means it's almost winter. But before we talk about anything else, I hope that sun doesn't come out. I can feel it beating down on me. There's a movie that I need to talk about again. And so it's time for another of Tobe's movie reviews. Although this isn't actually a review because I haven't actually seen the movie. This is hard to explain, but there's this film that's been making its rounds on the various questionable channels. And the title of it is DEBS, as in Delta Echo Bravo Sierra Debs. And I haven't seen it. I've seen parts of it here and there, and you'll understand why in a minute. But this film is horrible. I don't know if it's supposed to be serious or a spoof or what it is. It's a horrible, horrible script. It's loaded with bad acting, or it might not be that bad of acting, because I've seen these actresses in other things where they weren't terrible. So we can only presume it's bad directing. Oh, God. And this movie, DEBS, or Debs, is about some high school girls who are somehow secret agents or something, and they have to do something, and it makes no sense. It's really horrible. And when I say it doesn't make any sense, I don't know if somebody was trying to write a spoof, or if this is supposed to be legit, or what the problem with this movie is, but make sure you go out and watch it at your earliest convenience. Now, the only reason I want to watch it is because Jordana Brewster is in it. You know who this is? She's also in the Fast and the Furious movies. As a matter of fact, there's somebody else from the Fast and the Furious in this movie, and that would be Devon Aoki, if you know who she is. Now, I'm sorry, but whenever I see Jordana Brewster on TV, I have to stop and watch to see what she's doing. It's just a weird reaction I have to seeing her. And this is one of those movies. It was on, and it's been on before. It seems like it's on kind of a lot, and I don't know why. It's so horrible. But I end up stopping on the movie to watch it because, ooh, I gotta see this girl. And then, 5 or 10 minutes later, as soon as she's off the screen, I can no longer watch it because the movie is so bad. Alright, I'm standing in the big blind. I can see geese, goosers everywhere. I can see them. Lots of goosers, and there's some ducks over there, and I can see Big Bluey. Big Bluey is in the delta. He's fishing. He wants to get some yummy lunch. And I can no longer stand here because the sun has hit me right in the chest, and it is painful. So I'm not entirely sure what the plot of Debs is. I'm sure it's something to do with saving the world. I can't watch the movie because it's so bad. It is just the worst. And so I don't know what the story is. It's so terrible that, if cute girl isn't on screen the whole time, I've got no reason to watch. And apparently, from what I could figure out, Jordana Brewster plays the bad guy, or the bad girl, as the case may be, the villain. And apparently, now remember, again, I've only seen parts of this movie at different stages at different times, so I'm just trying to piece it together. But apparently, the leader of the Debs, this blonde girl, falls in love with the villain, and maybe the villain's not really the villain, has just been framed, that's kind of crap, and it hurts. It is cringeworthy. It's terrible. If you like to watch terrible movies, then DEBS is for you. It's got a couple cute girls, but other than that, it's entirely painful to watch. Now, why does my back sting? Why is it so damn hot out here? What is going on with the weather? It's almost November. Why is it 80 degrees? Makes no sense to me, but that's okay. You know, in another couple days, it's probably going to be rainy and freezing cold. And I'm walking by a log that has puffballs on it. And these puffballs are puffing. That's nice. Ow. And then, ow. Here's the other thing that happened to me. I had another little hair episode, or a hair encounter, last night. I washed my hair yesterday, which isn't any big deal in and of itself, but actually it was sort of last night, yesterday evening, and I got water in my ear again, and it's being weird. Every time I swallow, every time I hiccup, my ear hurts. And that's annoying as hell, but that's not what I was gonna tell you. So I washed my hair and I dried it, and I went downstairs to make some tea, and I was low on sugar. And I'm like, God damn it. And I was low enough on sugar that I had to go buy some. So I got dressed, and then I ran into the hair issue, and that is, pretty much every time I wash my hair, I also wash my main head covering, which is this beige tube of fabric that you always see on my head, right? And I usually wash that by letting it soak in some hot soapy water for a while, then I rinse it out and I throw it in the dryer. And I had not yet thrown it in the dryer. I literally put it in a bowl and was letting it soak in soapy water while I was washing my hair, and I came back down. So I've got nothing to cover up my hair, and I need to go to the store. And I think to myself, oh, this is going to be that. Oh, I can see that Mati again. Hi, Mati, I see your face. I like that Mati. He's so nice. I want to take him home and give him Mati kisses. Okay, so. Oh, and look, here's a shaggy mane. Wow. And he's big, too. So the problem here now is now I've got to go to the store, and I have nothing to cover my hair with. Oh, yeah, so I put on, you know, a hairband and thought, well, I'm just going to have to tough it out. And so I went to the store and I bought some tea and I bought some graham crackers and I bought the sugar that I needed. Oh, and I also bought some egg rolls because I was so hungry for egg rolls yesterday. I'm having egg rolls today for lunch. I love egg rolls. Egg rolls, egg rolls, egg rolls. Okay. So I jump in my car and I go out to the store knowing that, yeah, chicks are going to attack me. But I was at the store late enough that there weren't a lot of people there. And so that was good. But of course, then when I'm checking out, the cashier starts up. I'm like, oh no. She's like, oh, your hair, blah, 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 nah, 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 nah. I love your hair. Nah, 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 nah. Can I touch it? Yeah, you can play with it if you want. Okay, now I'm going to try to sneak up on that Mati again. Oh, he's hiding. Okay, we don't have to be quiet. So, well, I'm standing there and she's got her hands in my hair. Oh, I can see your butt under the shed, Mati. Hi. I'm going to take a picture of his face. I see your face. Camera won't focus on my Mati face. He's sticking his nose out. Oh, you look so chubby. He says, can you even get out of there? The hole is so small and he's such a chubby monster. Oh my goodness. Here comes chubby monster number two. Where's my dude? I don't even know how he gets in there. And I know he's going in and out of that hole because I can see him doing it. There's a big, huge marmot under the hole, or under the shed again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Through the hole there?
Yes. Just stand here for a second. He'll stick his nose out. He's so funny. I don't know how he gets in that tiny hole. He's huge. So I get to the store. Wait, oh yeah. So I'm standing there. And, of course, as soon as the cashier girl has her hands in my hair, then a couple of other girls who were working the customer service counter, which, you know, doesn't have anybody at it, so they can just walk around and do nothing, then they have to come over. Oh, blah, 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 your hair. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, na, na. You know, chicks, right? And so, one of them says, and this is one of the really cute ones, says, oh, I just love playing with your hair. You have the most amazing hair. I wish I had this hair. And this is normally when I drop a line on, I'm like, well, I'm glad you like it. Why don't you come home with me and you can play with it some more? You know, that type of thing, blah, blah, blah. But right before I can say this, this is the worst part. Right before I can, you know, drop this bombshell, the original girl, the original cashier, she says, oh, I just hope that when I'm that age, my hair will be, and I'm just like, oh, because I am, what, 3 times older than these girls? I don't know. Yeah, the cashier, she might have been under 20 years old, but there's the other two were a little bit older. But oh, I, that was enough of a kick that I don't really need to drag any of these guys back to my house. Oh, but that's my hair for you. So I just boxed my stuff up, and she said, the cashier said, okay, you have a good night. And I said, me and my hair will. Oh, my hair. I've got it covered now. Nobody can see it. I'm invisible, and I'm in my car. So let's go somewhere else in 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are back in the domicile once again. And as I walk by my television set, guess what is on?
What?
You're not gonna believe it. Debs. The movie I was just talking about is on again. Oh my god, what a piece of trash this is. And now, the bad guy, who is played by Jordana Brewster, she's the villainess, the bad girl, and the good guy, who is also a girl, they're falling in love. And it makes no sense whatsoever, but it is kind of funny. And that's all I can say is, if you have the opportunity to see this movie, please do so. But you might want to watch it with the sound turned off, because it's so stupid. But at least it's something interesting to look at. Okay, here we are back in the studio. Now the big question becomes, what do we do now? Now, of course, I know what you might be thinking. Tobe, you need to find something better to do than to watch that stupid movie. Shouldn't you be watching football or something right now? Yeah, well, you would think so, but it's Monday. And there's no football until tomorrow. Champions League. Match day 4. And then, of course, I'm golden. I've got Champions League for 2 days, and then I've got Europa League for 2 days, and then it's Saturday again, and it's time for league day, and oh, we do love league days. But yes, it's true. Today is a non-football day, and I just realized, ow, my gut kind of hurts. and I don't need to eat. What's my problem? Oh, eating. Food. Yes, can't wait to eat my egg rolls. Oh, I still got 10 minutes before I can eat my egg rolls. So, what are we going to do for 10 minutes? Oh, I just remembered. Duh, how can I be so flaky? Well, it's pretty easy. Okay, here's what you need to know. Before I came home, after I left Harrenhaven, I actually drove over to the softball fields on the far side of Tranquility Park. And I drove all the way down to the end, and I was going to go walk around in the creek looking for Mati's. But when I got there, it was too windy. The wind had really come up, and as soon as I got out of the car, all my gear started clipping, and I was like, no. You know, I'm standing right in a valley, and the wind is blowing right down the valley, and so I couldn't really do anything. I did walk around for a little while, but I did not see any Mots. The wind would not abate, and so I decided to come home. Well, as I was walking back to the car, I walked by a tree, and I noticed that there was a metal tag nailed to it. And I thought, okay, well, that's weird. And this metal tag was round, maybe, less than 3 centimeters in diameter, but more than 2.5. And it was nailed to the tree about 2 meters up, just, a couple inches taller than me. So, I took a picture of it. And then, wait a second, here we go. So now I'm trying to call up the photographs that I took. And here's a Mati sticking his nose out. And I said, hi, Mati. And here's the tag. And the tag number was 884. And then I thought, okay, I'll take a picture of that because it's mysterious. And then as I was driving away, I was looking at another tree and I noticed another tag on it. Same kind of tag. And nailed in about the same spot. I had to get out, take a picture. And that one was numbered 889. And so I've got these pictures. And then I thought, I gotta get out of here. And as I was driving away, I saw another tree with another tag on it. So I got out and I took a picture of that one too. And as I was leaving, I think I saw more. And now I'm wondering what these tags are all about. Who had to number these trees? And I got 3 pictures of these funky tree tags. I don't know what they are. They're very mysterious. And I kind of like them. I don't know what to do about it, though. Do I need to investigate further and find out why somebody is numbering these trees? I don't know. What's going on here? I should mention that this is a city park. And so these trees might have been numbered. And were they all the same kind of tree? Yeah, maybe. Were they elm trees? And are they looking for Dutch elm disease? Or are they, what are they doing? I don't know. I suppose I could think about it and figure it out and do some investigation. But in the meantime, I'm just enjoying these weird photos. Will you see any of these photos? I don't know. If a photo pops up in the comm room, you'll know that it's the tree tags. But who knows what we're going to do with this? I have no idea. This might be one of those things that only I find to be interesting. Other people might be thinking, so what? What's the big deal? Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that's just me. My insatiable curiosity. I'm very curious. I'm wondering what is going on. Is this some secret stuff? You know how much I like secret stuff. You know how much I like to find secret information hidden in plain sight. So, I don't know. Oh, and look at this. I got the old email open now that I've got the computer on, and here's a message from Booper. So let's just click on that and see what he's got to say. Oh, and Oh, it looks like Booper's pissed off. And it looks like he's angry at poodle owners. Yes, he's saying... he's saying that he hates it when poodle owners, people who own poodles, those stupid dogs, talk about how smart a poodle is. And he says that that's as annoying as vegetarians telling you that they don't eat meat. And I have to agree, only because poodles are... You hear people talk about how smart the poodle is. Okay, well, I don't think that's too true, because the three smartest dogs in this world, not in any particular order, are Shelties, Border Collies, and Australian Shepherds. And this isn't my opinion. This is the general consensus of the dog world. And that's why these dogs work. They're herding dogs. You have to have a smart dog to herd animals. And you never see poodles herding anything. You never see a shepherd with a poodle rounding up his herd of sheep. Yeah. Also, if poodles are so smart, why don't you see them herding anything? Okay, and if poodles are so smart, why do you not see them working like the other smart dogs? Smart dogs work, and you can see smart dogs herding animals, like I have mentioned. You also see smart dogs sniffing out bombs and drugs in airports. Smart dogs are used to track, like bloodhounds, and hounds are also used to hunt because they're smart. And you've got what else? Guide dogs for the visually impaired or otherwise impaired. Why do you never see poodles doing any of these jobs? Poodles don't herd. You don't see poodles at the border doing border interdiction. They're not used to find... Poodles are not used to find contraband. Poodles are never used as guide dogs for the blind. The poodles are never used as rescue dogs. You never see, after a giant earthquake and people are going through the rubble with dogs, you never see poodles as rescue dogs or as cadaver dogs. Poodles aren't smart. Poodles are one of the dumbest dogs out there. They're the only thing they're worth... I hate them so much. I hate dogs. Oh my god. Poodles are like Pomeranians. They're worthless. We bred them to look at. They are for looking at. They're not for doing anything else. Oh my god, it's such a worthless dog. I don't even want to talk about it. I'll have to respond to Booper's email here and tell him how much I agree, and then I will present him with my supporting argument. If poodles are so smart, how come you never see them working? Yeah, and I don't mean to diss any poodle owners. That's fine if you have a poodle. But the reason you bought that poodle was not so it would do work. You didn't buy that poodle to go hunting with. It's not a duck dog. You didn't buy that poodle to herd your sheep, and you didn't buy that poodle to sniff out bombs. Come on. You bought that poodle because it was cute, and that was the only reason. Ugh, dogs. Obviously, I'm a cat person. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I like cats. You've been listening to the Dubious No Dogs Allowed Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But my time is up. Please tune in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.